Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sorry, a little happy, a little sad, a little bit of both. Cardinal fans getting their wish. Final 24 hours leading up to the trade deadline, and the Birds are active. They are doing things. They have acquired Jose Quintana from the Pittsburgh Pirates, according to ESPN. We're still not quite sure who for, and there still are a lot of other things out there that would be a need and a want, a little bit of both. And joining us now on the line, from the show on Middays here at KMOX, Kevin Wheeler. Kevin, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm good, George. How you doing, man?
Doing great. And I appreciate you jumping in your old after dark haunts here to talk a little bit about this.
Good timing, too, man. You reached out to me not knowing there was a deal going to happen.
I know, and now here we are, so we get to break it down. And let's start off with Mr. Quintana. Good news, 3.5 ERA isn't bad, especially playing for a god-awful team. Five innings a game, I would like to see more than that. It seems to throw strikes, doesn't walk too many guys, likes ground balls. What do you think, and is it too early to tell whether it was worth it? Because we're hearing Johan Oviedo as a possible that maybe went the other way, but nobody's confirmed anything yet.
Yeah, I saw a report from MLB.com that said it would be Oviedo and third baseman Malcolm Nunez, who is the Cardinals' number 10 prospect in the organization. And I mean, it was a good source. I think that's probably going to be the package. And it's a good return for Pittsburgh. Those are good players. You know, Oviedo is an upside play. You know, he's not going to help the Cardinals in the short term in any meaningful way, especially not in the rotation because of his command problems. He just doesn't throw enough strikes to be able to help the team out here in the short term. And, you know, they always have pitching depth. I mean, I like starting pitchers, right? I mean, now that he's out of the organization, the guys that line up behind him as potential future starters would be like last year's first-round pick, Michael Begrivi, who is already, you know, in his first pro year up to Double-A as a college guy coming out who was known for his command. I mean, he's certainly ahead of where Oviedo would be on the long-term list. Liberatore would also be ahead of him on the long-term list. And then another guy that's been a big surprise this year is the Cardinals. I think he was their fifth-round pick last year. It was either fourth or fifth-round pick. A guy named Gordon Graceffo, who is also at Double-A like Begrivi in his first year. And Graceffo is a guy that touches 100 miles an hour, it, routinely mid to upper 90s, and doesn't walk anybody. So, you know, they've got a couple of guys that have emerged this year that probably make moving Oviedo a lot more comfortable. And while Nunez is a good hitter, I mean, he's got really good power. I think he's got 17 home runs this year already, hitting, I think, around 250. But, I mean, he's a third baseman, first baseman. And if you look around, I don't really see any spot there opening up anytime soon.
I heard we have a couple of guys.
Yeah, a couple of guys. And you also got Jordan Walker, who is currently a third baseman, might end up needing to be a first baseman because Arenado's here for so long-term, and Walker has some defensive questions at third base. He could also end up in the outfield, but the point is you're dealing from an area of depth, and it's not something I would lose any sleep over. But it's a good return for Pittsburgh. You know, they got a guy that's got some power potential and a big arm in Oviedo who, you know, might end up as a relief pitcher, but he also could be a back end of the bullpen guy, you know, if he can improve his command a little bit. So I think it's a really good one for the Pirates, given that they don't have much control over Quintana. And Quintana is not the answer to the rotation. He's not the guy that fixes everything, but he's a better version of what you did last year with Happ and Lester. So, he's younger. He's having a better year, as you point out. You know, not only does he have a 350 ERA, but his fielding independent ERA is like 320, which is a really good sign. His expected ERA is a little bit higher. It's around 4-ish, but his StatCast numbers are okay. You know, you mentioned his command has been good. You'd like to see more than 5 innings. We don't, you know, a 5-and-dive guy isn't really going to help, but maybe they think there's something they can do to squeeze more out of him. And maybe they just think having the better defensive team behind him could get him another, you know, inning, you know, get him another 2/3 of an inning or an inning every fifth day.
So where do you go from here? Because this is the question now. We sit here, we look at the Cardinals pitching staff. Apparently there are some reports surfacing that we may not see Steven Matz until spring training. If that were the case, that would be one step forward, one step back. Do you go after more pitching, or do you just go all in on Soto and hope for the best?
Well, I mean, look, if you're giving me the choice between the available arms and what it would cost to get them and Soto and what it would cost to get him, I mean, I think I might vote for Soto for obvious reasons. I mean, first of all, you don't need as much run prevention when you're adding him to Goldschmidt and Arenado, right? I mean,
right.
You know, you're not going to run through too many long offensive slumps if your 2-3-4 guys are Goldschmidt, Soto, and Arenado.
Exactly.
That's not hard
truth.
For all of those three to slump, you know, like you're probably going to be a much more impactful offensive team if you did that, and you got 2 more years of control of one of the best hitters in the game. And you know, but you know, like if you're going to get a starter, it's going to have to be someone like Carlos Rodon for it to be a real difference maker, right? And we don't know with 100% certainty that the Giants are going to move him. It's just been kind of discussed here the last, you know, couple of days because the Giants are right there, I think, a game under 500 coming into play tonight. So, yeah, Rodon would be a guy that would upgrade the front end of your rotation. But the cost isn't going to be cheap. He'll come at a high cost, and he's probably a rental because he's pitched his way into an opt-out after this year. So he can opt out and go seek a multi-year deal now that he's proven that he's healthy again. So, you know, you're looking at a rental there at a much higher cost than what it would take for, you know, to get Quintana as an example. You could look at Eovaldi in Boston, but I've also read that, you know, he doesn't really want to leave Boston, but they might want to re-sign him at the end of the year to keep him around moving into the future. And he's got his own set of, you know, arm problems and injury history and things along those lines. So once Castillo was off the market and Montas is off the market, the top two guys that you could have targeted would not be there. So again, there are other good starters. There are others that could be better than say Quintana. But what is the cost on that? I mean, are you going to go make a deal for Tarek Skubal from Detroit, who's got like 4 more years of control, but he's going to cost you pretty much the same as Soto would because of his age and his salary is so low and because he's got 4 years of team control. So, you know, I think that you got to look at pitching still. You know, Hudson's been up and down this year and, you know, hit just coming off the injured list. Palante would probably be better off for you in your bullpen. Like, if he's coming out of your pen and pitching in the middle innings, does that really help lengthen and strengthen the bullpen. So if you could get another one, I think that would be a great idea. And maybe they will. I mean, I think that's going to be intriguing. I know some of the national baseball guys think the Cards are right there in the hunt for Soto. And I hope that that's true, and I hope that it comes through. But I feel like San Diego's the team that's more likely to go all in.
Well, John Hyman predicted the Cardinals tonight. I saw that online.
John,
and it's like
Rossi did too. Yeah.
So that makes you wonder, though. So let's play. Let's make a deal. The Juan Soto sweepstakes. I want to know both what you think the Cardinals would have to give up and what they should be willing to give up. Like, or is there any, when you've got a player of this caliber and you've got a guy you're talking about who he's on a bunch of lists for his first, you know, 4 years, 3 years in baseball, whatever it's been.
Yeah.
He's on lists with like Mickey Mantle. So is there anything you don't give up? Is there any untouchable in something like this?
The one guy that I wouldn't want to, and I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'm saying the one guy that I would not want to trade is Jordan Walker. The upside there is incredible. I mean, for a guy that just turned 20 to be having the success that he's had at the AA level, his hit tool looks good. He's obviously got tremendous raw power. He runs well. He may not stick at third, but if Arenado doesn't opt out, well, that's not a concern. You know, he'll be moving somewhere else anyway, probably to an outfield spot. If I'm picking one guy in the organization I don't want to move, that's the one. If I'm asking from the Washington side, I really want someone that can be a star. I mean, I'm trading a 23-year-old rock star. Like, I'm trading, you know, one of the five most important players in the game, one of the three best hitters in the game. A lot of those guys can vary year to year, but Soto doesn't. I mean, you put Soto there with Trout, basically. And talent-wise, you put him there with Acuna and Tatis Jr. and all that, but he's in that conversation. I need to get somebody that is a future star or potentially a future star. Now, is that Nolan Gorman? Maybe, right? I mean, if Gorman can be – and they've got an opening at third base, by the way, so
right.
Gorman could switch back to his natural position if he were to go to Washington, and he could be their third baseman who hits 25, 30, 35 home runs moving forward. But if I'm them, I'm starting with the idea that I want people that can help me at the major league level now. So I want Gorman and I want Dylan Carlson to start. I certainly want a pitching prospect. I'd ask for Matthew Liberatore. I want your best guys. I'm not shopping for the guys that are 15th, 16th, 17th on your prospect list. You know, I want the top 100 caliber prospects. And, you know, Gorman and Liberatore were both top 100. Actually, I think both top 50 for MLB.com coming into the year. And Carlson was a top 100 prospect before he used up his prospect status. Those are the kind of players I want, and I probably want more than that. I mean, I'll be asking for, depending on, again, what they think are their biggest organizational needs, and I think their organization, they have a few pretty good pitchers on the way, so they're probably looking at more positional prospects. So they might, I mean, they'll certainly want Mason Winn, the explosive young shortstop with arguably the best position player arm in all of the sport. I don't know that I'm going to be willing to add that to Carlson and Gorman and Liberatore, but I mean, again, that's the ask if I'm Washington, as I want like four of those guys in that level.
That's a big ask, but here's the next question, though. The Cardinals, you know, their history, not telling you or anybody who's even a passive fan anything they don't know, the Cardinals have not been the team to make those kind of moves at the deadline in recent memory.
Right.
Is Soto that much different? And he is different. There's no question about that. Is he enough different, do you think, that Mo would pull the trigger on this thing? I mean, obviously, he's enough different that they're still in the conversation with about 20 hours to go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, he is that much different in two ways. I mean, obviously, you know, the caliber of player that we're talking about. He's as good as it gets as an offensive player in baseball. But the other part of it is he's got two more years of control, right? So if whatever you trade, even if you're not going to sign him to the huge 13-year deal in 2 years, it's still probably worth it to get three playoff runs out of him, right?
Right.
I mean, runs at the playoff, not necessarily runs in the playoff, although that would be the idea. You're getting him for the rest of this year plus two more full years. And then think of it this way too, George. I mean, we do not have 100% certainty that Arenado is sticking around. He still has the opt-out this offseason. I don't think he's going to opt out. I think he's going to stick around. He seems to like it here. He's having success. The team is good every year. And I also don't think he's getting that annual average salary in the free agent marketplace at his current age.
Right.
Now that he's in his early 30s, I don't think he's going to get that kind of AAV in the open market. So I think he stays. But having Soto is a nice hedge in case he decides to opt out. Because now you've got still Goldschmidt and Soto as the centerpieces in your lineup. So there's a good hedge there. You got two more years. And by the way, if he walks at the end of those 2 years, you're going to get the compensation pick there because he wasn't traded in his walk year. So there's a whole lot of reasons why this is different than a lot of other potential deadline deals that the Cardinals have been rumored with in the past and didn't pull the trigger on. This is more like what they've done in the off seasons, grabbing Goldschmidt, grabbing Arenado. Hell, it's even similar to going out and getting Ozuna. I mean, they gave up top guys to get Ozuna. You know, I mean, Alcantara is one of the best pitchers in the National League, and Zach Gallen out in Arizona is pretty good too, and they gave up both of those guys in that deal.
Takes me back also a little bit to Matt Holliday. You go get the guy. Now, he was one of those where they were going to have to sign him pretty quickly, and they did.
But, right.
You move ahead and you talk about that long-term deal. We were discussing this earlier. You talk about the possibility of a long-term deal, and while 13 years, $400 million or something like that,
oh, yeah.
Sounds
think about
crazy.
More like 500.
Yeah. Whatever it is, you know, take the AAV and ask yourself how crazy is that number in 2035?
Not crazy at all. And by the way, by the time he's able to get that, Paul Goldschmidt's contract is up.
Right.
And even if you were to keep him around, it certainly wouldn't be at what you're paying him now once he's getting into his late 30s. You know, I mean, I think he'll be 36 or so. If I got that right, he's 35 or 36 when that deal's up. So, yeah, you know, you're at a point where you're going to be clearing salary cap space at that time. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't have other things that pop up. You're going to have other players you're going to have to extend, right? Depending on how well they perform and all of that. But in 2 years, it might not seem as crazy to do that. Although I'll tell you the DeWitts didn't want to do the big year, the big long-term deal for Albert. Although, in fairness, Albert was in his 30s when that came around, and Soto's only going to be 26 at that time. So maybe they look at that differently. And again, that's why everything about Soto is different than circumstances we've seen before.
Okay, last question. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, what uniform is Juan Soto in possession of? Make that 501 just to be on the safe side.
If I had to bet, I would bet on San Diego. Mostly because they seem to be going all in right now. I mean, they just went out and got Josh Hader. You know, they've got Manny Machado. Tatis is going to be coming back. They seem to be in a position where they're willing to go after it. And that's not to say the Cardinals can't. It's just not been their pattern, and it's been something that, you know, the Padres have tended to be a little bit more aggressive on those kinds of deals. So I'll bet on them. I wouldn't count out the Dodgers. Heck, they might do it just to block San Diego because they have all the resources in the world. They've got one of the deepest farm systems in the sport, and they've got all the money. So, you know, not really a big concern there. And they actually have young major leaguers they could send to Washington as a part of that as well. So, I bet on the Padres. I'd say the Cardinals are probably next, but I wouldn't write off the Dodgers in that either.
And then I'll make this last question 1B since I said that already. Are they done? Say that even if they don't get Soto, do you think they're done? Do they go back to San Francisco and talk him into Rodon, something like that?
That would be the smart play if you ask me. If you're not going to get Soto, I think you still need more pitching, and especially starting pitching. Again, you know, with Hudson having been a little bit erratic this year, Pallante had a great start his last time out, but he's also been pretty erratic as a starter. I think, if I remember right, before his start on Sunday, he had like a 4.55 ERA as a starter and like a 1.88 as a reliever. So, you know, he had already shown that starting was not necessarily what he's ready for at the moment. If I could shore that up even more, because really what you're looking at is Quintana taking over the spot that was going to belong to Steven Matz, right? So you're not taking any of these other guys out of the rotation at the moment. You'll still have Mike Wilson Wainwright. Obviously, you'll still have Hudson, and for the moment, Palante. If you could kick Palante back to the pen and add another starter, that would be phenomenal.
All right, Kevin Wheeler, thank you so much. If you want to hear more of Kevin, catch the show every day, middays. What are the times on that again, Kevin, because I don't want to get them wrong?
Oh, yeah, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and tomorrow we're going to be complaining about all the stupid text messages I'm getting from all these campaigns.
I know.
Please stop texting me.
I know. I'm tired of hearing. I was saying earlier, I don't even normally get political texts of any kind, particularly from Republicans, and I'm getting Eric Greitens twice telling me that Donald Trump endorsed him, even though Donald Trump only endorsed Eric. This is lunacy, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, you think things are dumb in sports, and then you start paying more attention to politics, and they're even dumber.
And there was an amen from the congregation. Kevin, thank you so much.
See ya.
925 on KMOX.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
KMOX at your service on a Monday night. Cardinals off tonight. You get me, George Sells, in with you until 10 o'clock. And today is a weird anniversary from the standpoint of last week we had all this horrific flooding. People are talking about thousand-year rain events and all this sort of thing. Meanwhile, 29 years ago today was really the crashing beginning of the flooding of 1993 that we all know so well, or those of us of a certain age know so well anyway. And joining me now, Maria Kina from the KMOX News staff, who has the unique honor of being able to say that she covered last week and also covered the flood of 93.
I did. It's a weird distinction.
I was going to say, I was telling Maria earlier, my first out-of-town news story as a young reporter in Baton Rouge, Louisiana in 1993 was to come to St. Louis and cover the floods here. And that I'll remember as just being the most bizarre experience, especially because I was young and I was kind of new at it and I had never seen anything remotely like that before. And all of a sudden, it's just, you know, these towns that look like lakes. And I'll never forget going down the main street, and I can't remember which town it was because I didn't know St. Louis at the time. It was just a place, but we're in a bass boat going down this street and having to duck underneath traffic lights to get by. And I'll remember that as long as I live. Tell me a little bit about what stuck with you from those years.
Me running a storm on Highway 40 right before the Monarch levee broke. That was just terrifying. You could see it happening in the back. And I thought it was just going to be another one of the storms. Because if you remember, we just kept having wave after wave after wave of storm. And that's when that whole area there, what used to be called the Chesterfield Gumbo Flats, the Monarch levee gave way and took everything, including Highway 40. And also, I think one of the most iconic scenes is when Annie Gunn's went underwater, the restaurant there.
And man, Annie Gunn's is still there, but a lot of that area you would not recognize today.
You wouldn't. You would never know that that happened. And that was so, it was so surreal when you saw it then after it just overtook the whole valley. And you know, people were going in boats, and the very thing that you said about like lights, you know, stop signs, trees, you were having to navigate your way through that through some sort of boat aircraft or, you know, a boat. It was very different. River de Pere. I remember the incidents where the propane tanks were at risk of blowing up. That was over in South St. Louis. So it was in many areas. It wasn't just in the one.
So fast forward to this past week, and I may go back and forth here a little bit, but fast forward to this past week, and you wake up, we all wake up in the morning on Tuesday to 9 inches of rain. Then it comes back Thursday. I was getting kind of a flashback to this whole thing, and because they talk about those training storms, and that was, you know, clearly back in 93 what happened, and it was definitely what happened on overnight on Tuesday that led us to the point we are now. And I had experienced that, seen that in other places, and I was immediately thinking about, how long is this going to go on and what are we in for? Were you having that same kind of feel?
I was. I didn't think it was going to go away. I thought that it was going to, we were just going to continue to see these waves. And then when Thursday hit and we saw some of the same areas go under again. And, you know, the thing with this, though, what was different from 93 long term, this was flash flooding that we were seeing here this past week. And that was just, it had been going on for so long that everything had become a river in St. Louis back in 93. And I think the thing that's most shocking and startling to me is to see the sewer water that has come into people's homes. This isn't rainwater. No. This is just devastating in their homes.
And the one thing that doesn't change is the look on someone's face who is walking back into their home the first time after one of these things.
Yes.
Because water, sewage, whatever, so often, if it gets to a certain level, it's all gone.
That's right. That's exactly it. And water is so powerful, and you don't realize it until you see it like that. And, you know, you're talking about an area, some of these, like I'm thinking about the Ellendale neighborhood. I was over there last week, and that's where the lieutenant governor toured. Well, the River de Pere is right back up there. So they were literally running for their lives. You don't have time to take anything out when that happens. You just got to get your family, your loved ones, and your pets out, and that's it.
And, yeah, pray for safety. And that's what and that's what a lot of those folks are doing. And as we move forward now, the mayor's office and other agencies, everybody is, they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're jumping into place and really trying to pitch in and help. And talk a little bit, Maria, about just what you've seen over the years, because the one thing you do eventually see out of communities at times like these is some of the best in people.
Oh, yeah. You definitely see that. Even when the resources, whether it's state or local or federal, don't come in, the local people immediately start to take care of each other. And that's really remarkable to see. And it also, I think, restores your confidence in people. You know, when you think, boy, there aren't any good people left in the world, and you see something like that happens. But I also think over the years, to some degree, I'm a little surprised that we haven't advanced more with flooding. Like my big question is, hello, what are we going to do with the River De Pere? This has continued to wreak havoc on people's homes for years and years. And, you know, they built it up around the River De Pere, but it slinks all around into University City. And these people, every time we have these kind of torrential downpours, I don't know if you remember, was it Hurricane Ike or Gustav?
I think it was Ike.
It came in here and we had those torrential rain. It was like a hurricane that came through St. Louis, took out a whole area of University City. And I'm surprised that we're still dealing with that year after year when we have big events like this.
And what's really tough is you hear people all the time say, well, you know, I hear all the time talking about folks who live close to the river.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't they move? Well, it's, you're not going to buy that house.
No.
And I'm not going to buy that house because we know it floods.
That's right.
And I don't know about you, but I'm not buying much of anything as far as a new home unless I can sell the one I live in.
Absolutely.
That's how people function and live.
That's right.
So you've got people who are pretty much caught between a rock and a hard place. And many times they don't have flood insurance, either can't afford it,
exactly.
Couldn't get it. And, you know, newsflash to the folks who don't know this, if your home floods and you don't have flood insurance, your homeowner's insurance is not going to pay you a dime.
Not
and so
a dime.
It's another thing that these folks are dealing with. And I think what this really speaks to is calling up the local Red Cross. If you see somebody from the city talking about places where we can help, people stepping up and doing that. And St. Louis is so great about that. Always is.
They truly are. I just talked with Michael McMillan, the insurance thing. So many people say, well, I have insurance on my house. They have no idea that they do not have flood insurance with that house until they take out an additional rider. And we're considered in the St. Louis area, which I found this out from MSD, a flood zone, not a flood plain. Not all areas are a floodplain, like the areas around Ellendale and where the River De Pere is. Those are floodplains. So you're supposed to have insurance. And if you have a federally backed mortgage, they require it. But if you have your house paid off, how do you know those sort of things? I mean, people just don't know that until something horrible like this happens.
That is the unfortunate thing. Well, Maria, thank you for taking a few minutes, kind of a then and now. But the things that remain consistent are the devastation that flooding can cause, the help that folks need, and the fact that St. Louisans will almost inevitably step up and help out.
Yeah, we'll survive it. It's good to talk to you.
You as well. You're listening to KMOX, KMOX, spit that out, George, at your service. Back in a moment. 9:43, downtown St. Louis. KMOX is at your service. George Sells with you for another, call it 16 minutes and 7 seconds. Not that anybody's counting. Want to dip in on something that happened this afternoon, kind of a just an indicator of a larger problem. And we all know that crime has been a massive issue in St. Louis for some time. But this just blew me away. Someone walks into the train and bus station, the Gateway Transportation Center. That's where, you know, where you get off the Metrolink at the Enterprise Center, and they've got the Greyhound and the Amtrak station combined. Somebody walks in there, 3:20 in the afternoon, shoots a guy in the head and kills him. They found they call it a person of interest. They found who they think shot the guy and arrested him. But middle of the day, in one of the busiest places in downtown St. Louis, and somebody just walks in with a gun, shoots someone, kills them. I mean, I was watching The Godfather with my kids the other night, and this is like a scene out of that. And it's not just that. And if you want to weigh in, we got a couple of minutes. 314-436-7900 is the number. 436-7900 here at KMLX. Story on Channel 4 from over the weekend. Video that residents took of groups of young people walking through the streets with semi-automatic weapons, just kind of randomly firing them off, just firing away, you know, no particular reason. I was at an elementary school up in North St. Louis last week in the evening. You know, it wasn't dark yet, but it was the evening, and off in the distance, you heard about 15 rounds go off. Now, I am not going to sit here and bash the police or bash anybody. It's a collective issue, but something's got to be done. You know, St. Louis, this is a great city. I did not grow up here. I've lived here about 14 years. My wife grew up here. Her family's here. You know, I've often said St. Louis in by choice, not chance. You know, I've chosen to make this home my home, and I've chosen to raise my kids here. And it is a wonderful place. Every city has its problems. We're not unique. I can talk about the things that are going on here, and somebody from Chicago would say, yeah, we'll listen to this. Somebody from many other places would do the same thing, Detroit, New Orleans. But the facts are these. We have a lot of very smart people, a lot of very hardworking people, a lot of very well-intentioned people that are trying to position this city to go into the middle and latter parts of the 21st century and emerge as a tech hub, you know, some kind of, you know, next generation economy powerhouse. And I'm a believer that that can happen. I think we have a lot of things going for us here that could allow that to happen. Our cost of living is low. We've got colleges and universities here that will bring a workforce that can fill those jobs. There are things about this place that could be a major draw. It's centrally located in the nation, which is a plus for shipping and things like that. All these good things. But if we cannot collectively figure out how to do something about this crime problem, the rest of it's going to be moot. Nobody's going to want to hear it. The big business owner or the person with the big idea that is thinking about St. Louis as the place to launch the big idea is not going to want to hear it if they feel that the people who work for them are not going to be safe or not going to feel safe, or the people won't want to move to the city where they're located because they hear about people walking into train stations in the middle of the day and blowing someone's head off. Who has to solve it? Yeah, the politicians have a hand in it. They need to get together and figure it out. Police have a hand in it. You know, the hiring of the next police chief is going to probably be one of the most important hires any executive in Metro St. Louis has made, and I don't know when. So Mayor Jones has a lot of pressure to make the right hire. But you know, it's also incumbent upon every one of us. You know, we as a community, we as people standing up and saying, we're just not going to put up with it anymore. And trying to do things in our day-to-day lives that can help make a difference. What are those things? If I had all those answers, I would be a very wealthy man, which I'm not. But it's something we need to be thinking about. It's something that we're going to have to work together as a community in tandem to make it happen. But something's got to give. I don't think there's any question about that. It's 949. KMOX is at your service. 9:54 in the evening in downtown St. Louis, and we will end where we began, on the eve. For you political gurus out there, it's the eve of election night. For you baseball lovers out there, it's the eve of the trade deadline. And what do we have to expect? Well, in the time that we've been together tonight, the Cardinals actually made a trade. People always nervous that they just won't do anything because they've done that a couple of times. They went out and got Jose Quintana from the Pittsburgh Pirates, contributing piece. But we will wake up tomorrow morning, most likely at least, still wondering what's going to happen with Juan Soto, the unicorn, the big prize, the guy that they're talking about in sentences with Mickey Mantle.
There'll be a lot of refreshing on Twitter.
Be a lot of refreshing on Twitter, indeed. We will also wake up tomorrow to an election day. Politics, of course, will be dominating most of the day. We've got congressional races. We've got ballot issues. We've got a county executive's race. We've got a U.S. Senate race. You know, the U.S. Senate race is of major import, of course. They always are. This one in particular, because one of the candidates, Eric Greitens, could really put that seat in play in November if he wins the nomination, if you listen to the political experts. That is something that no one would normally predict. You know, you go to Vegas and say, you know, put my money down, a Democrat or a Republican. They say you're from Missouri. What are you even thinking about? Of course you're betting the Republican. Well, things could change. And that was all made a little more bizarre and weird today when former President Trump spent the whole day trolling Missouri Republicans saying, I'm going to have an endorsement. Line up. Watch my social media platform that nobody can remember its name and see what I have to say. And he comes out with an endorsement for Eric and doesn't say the last name. And of course, the two front runners in the Republican primary are both named Eric. And Eric Greitens, I've gotten two texts from him saying that Trump endorsed him. Have you gotten any, Ethan?
I've got nothing.
Check his phone.
I'll be sure to check that.
He hasn't had his phone number as long as I have. Long story short, it'll be an interesting day tomorrow, no matter what your interests are. I'm George Sells. Thanks for being with me tonight. You're listening to KMOX.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. but the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
9:43, downtown St. Louis. KMOX is at your service. George Sells with you for another, call it 16 minutes and 7 seconds. Not that anybody's counting. Want to dip in on something that happened this afternoon, kind of a just an indicator of a larger problem. And we all know that crime has been a massive issue in St. Louis for some time. But this just blew me away. Someone walks into the train and bus station, the Gateway Transportation Center. That's where you know, where you get off the Metrolink at the Enterprise Center, and they've got the Greyhound and the Amtrak station combined. Somebody walks in there, 3:20 in the afternoon, shoots a guy in the head and kills him. They found they call it a person of interest. They found who they think shot the guy and arrested him. But middle of the day, in one of the busiest places in downtown St. Louis, and somebody just walks in with a gun, shoots someone, kills them. I mean, I was watching The Godfather with my kids the other night, and this is like a scene out of that. And it's not just that. And if you want to weigh in, we got a couple of minutes. 314-436-7900 is the number. 436-7900 here at KMOX. Story on Channel 4 from over the weekend. Video that residents took of groups of young people walking through the streets with semi-automatic weapons, just kind of randomly firing them off, just firing away, you know, no particular reason. I was at an elementary school up in North St. Louis last week in the evening. You know, it wasn't dark yet, but it was the evening, and off in the distance, you heard about 15 rounds go off. Now, I am not going to sit here and bash the police or bash anybody. It's a collective issue, but something's got to be done. You know, St. Louis, this is a great city. I did not grow up here. I've lived here about 14 years. My wife grew up here. Her family's here. You know, I've often said St. Louis in by choice, not chance. You know, I've chosen to make this home my home, and I've chosen to raise my kids here. And it is a wonderful place. Every city has its problems. We're not unique. I can talk about the things that are going on here, and somebody from Chicago would say, yeah, well, listen to this. Somebody from many other places would do the same thing, Detroit, New Orleans. But the facts are these. We have a lot of very smart people, a lot of very hardworking people, a lot of very well-intentioned people that are trying to position this city to go into the middle and latter parts of the 21st century and emerge as a tech hub, you know, some kind of, you know, next generation economy powerhouse. And I'm a believer that that can happen. I think we have a lot of things going for us here that could allow that to happen. Our cost of living is low. We've got colleges and universities here that will bring a workforce that can fill those jobs. There are things about this place that could be a major draw. It's centrally located in the nation, which is a plus for shipping and things like that. All these good things. But if we cannot collectively figure out how to do something about this crime problem, the rest of it's going to be moot. Nobody's going to want to hear it. The big business owner or the person with the big idea that is thinking about St. Louis as the place to launch the big idea is not going to want to hear it if they feel that the people who work for them are not going to be safe or not going to feel safe, or the people won't want to move to the city where they're located because they hear about people walking into train stations in the middle of the day and blowing someone's head off. Who Who has to solve it? Yeah, the politicians have a hand in it. They need to get together and figure it out. Police have a hand in it. You know, the hiring of the next police chief is going to probably be one of the most important hires any executive in Metro St. Louis has made, and I don't know when. So Mayor Jones has a lot of pressure to make the right hire. But you know, it's also incumbent upon every one of us. You know, we as a community, we as people standing up and saying we're just not going to put up with it anymore, and trying to do things in our day-to-day lives that can help make a difference. What are those things? If I had all those answers, I would be a very wealthy man, which I'm not. But it's something we need to be thinking about. It's something that we're going to have to work together as a community in tandem to make it happen. But something's got to give. I don't think there's any question about that. It's 949. KMOX is at your service.
9:54 in the evening in downtown St. Louis, and we will end where we began, on the eve. For you political gurus out there, it's the eve of election night. For you baseball lovers out there, it's the eve of the trade deadline. And what do we have to expect? Well, in the time that we've been together tonight, the Cardinals actually made a trade. People are always nervous that they just won't do anything because they've done that a couple of times. They went out and got Jose Quintana from the Pittsburgh Pirates, contributing piece. But we will wake up tomorrow morning, most likely at least, still wondering what's going to happen with Juan Soto. The unicorn, the big prize, the guy that they're talking about in sentences with Mickey Mantle.
There'll be a lot of refreshing on Twitter.
Be a lot of refreshing on Twitter, indeed. We will also wake up tomorrow to an election day. Politics, of course, will be dominating most of the day. We've got congressional races. We've got ballot issues. We've got a county executive's race. We've got a U.S. Senate race. You know, the U.S. Senate race is of major import, of course. They always are. This one in particular, because one of the candidates, Eric Greitens, could really put that seat in play in November if he wins the nomination, if you listen to the political experts. That is something that no one would normally predict. You know, you go to Vegas and say, you know, put my money down, a Democrat or a Republican, or say you're from Missouri, what are you even thinking about? Of course you're betting the Republican. Well, things could change. And that was all made a little more bizarre and weird today when former President Trump spent the whole day trolling Missouri Republicans saying, I'm going to have an endorsement. Line up. Watch my social media platform that nobody can remember its name and see what I have to say. And he comes out with an endorsement for Eric and doesn't say the last name. And of course, the two front runners in the Republican primary are both named Eric. And Eric Greitens, I've gotten two texts from him saying that Trump endorsed him. Have you gotten any, Ethan?
I've got nothing.
Check his phone.
I'll be sure to check, though.
He hasn't had his phone number as long as I have. Long story short, it'll be an interesting day tomorrow, no matter what your interests are. I'm George Sells. Thanks for being with me tonight. You're listening to KMOX. 9:54 in the evening in downtown St. Louis, and we will end where we began, on the eve. For you political gurus out there, it's the eve of election night. For you baseball lovers out there, it's the eve of the trade deadline. And what do we have to expect? Well, in the time that we've been together tonight, the Cardinals actually made a trade. People are always nervous that they just won't do anything because they've done that a couple of times. They went out and got Jose Quintana from the Pittsburgh Pirates, contributing piece. But we will wake up tomorrow morning, most likely at least, still wondering what's going to happen with Juan Soto, the unicorn, the big prize, the guy that they're talking about in sentences with Mickey Mantle.
There'll be a lot of refreshing on Twitter.
Be a lot of refreshing on Twitter, indeed. We will also wake up tomorrow to an election day. Politics, of course, will be dominating most of the day. We've got congressional races. We've got ballot issues. We've got a county executive's race. We've got a U.S. Senate race. You know, the U.S. Senate race is of major import, of course. They always are. This one in particular, because one of the candidates, Eric Greitens, could really put that seat in play in November if he wins the nomination, if you listen to the political experts. That is something that no one would normally predict. You know, you go to Vegas and say, you know, put my money down, a Democrat or a Republican, or say you're from Missouri. What are you even thinking about? Of course you're betting the Republican. Well, things could change. And that was all made a little more bizarre and weird today when former President Trump spent the whole day trolling Missouri Republicans saying, I'm going to have an endorsement. Line up. Watch my social media platform that nobody can remember its name and see what I have to say. And he comes out with an endorsement for Eric and doesn't say the last name. And of course, the two front runners in the Republican primary are both named Eric. And Eric Greitens, I've gotten two texts from him saying that Trump endorsed him. Have you gotten any, Ethan?
I've got nothing.
Check his phone.
I'll be sure to check, though.
He hasn't had his phone number as long as I have. Long story short, it'll be an interesting day tomorrow, no matter what your interests are. I'm George Sells. Thanks for being with me tonight. You're listening to KMOX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.